Nevertheless, a seemingly golden age settled on King Mini-Bartha's realm. As far as his subjects were concerned, he could do no wrong. Although he did have a spot of bother with Dirt Track, the company that his predecessor had got him to run the nation's pack horse network. Despite this, his gallop rating remained good. And everywhere he went, his people hailed him as a great ruler. But all was not well at Early Castle.
Oh, it's so frustrating. The Compass Tournament was rained off again today. I was so looking forward to seeing whether Dame Love's syrup treatment could overcome the Poulton Smash.
Yes, this seven down was our most perplexing. But I'm told it could get much worse.
Surely not.
Alas, yes. I received a report from the Itinerant Philosopher's Council of Camelot today.
What, the IPCC? That bunch of beards.
Yes, sire. They say that we could be having serious moat level rise and plagues of frogs across the whole realm by the end of the decade.
Most disturbing. But what can we do? We must have sage counsel in the ways of the weather, or we will run out of time. Hundreds of chives could be lost.
The astrologers say they can predict the weather. Apparently they use a 5-star constellation called Orion Hoskins.
I've seen those forecasts. My ensemble of seaweed is more accurate.
Or you could run some forecast integrations on fast stone circles. I hear the druids have just upgraded Stonehenge to run during daylight hours using a sun operating system.
No, that's just too un-PC, Merlin. I'm going to have to think this one over.